Hey everybody, what is up?
What is up, today, ladies and gents?
Today we got a really special show for you. I don't know if you saw the title, but it's Girl Power, because we're gonna be playing some girl music.
Heck yeah.
If you don't know what that is, I could do a brief introduction if you'd like.
Heck yeah.
Okay, cool. Do it up. I'll explain. So the Riot Girl movement started in Seattle in the early 90s. It was kind of an emergence from the grunge scene of feminists trying to get, you know, feminism and respect into punk music, which is historically macho. And so that also was kind of mixed with queercore, like Sleater-Kinney and some other bands, because, you know, they were lesbian and they were girls who loved girls. So if you're not okay with girl and girl love, then don't listen to this show, because there's pretty obvious stuff in there. So that's the start of Riot Girl music, and basically we're going to start there. We're going to play some grunge, some girl punk, and just work our way up from the early 90s until today, 2017, with some emo and some indie rock.
Yeah, so shout out to our ladies.
Yeah, all our ladies.
This is for you tonight.
This is for the ladies. Like, Saturdays are for the girls, I think is a saying. I don't really know pop culture, but I think that's a thing. Today is Thursday, and today's Thursday for the
lady girls, days.
For the right girls. Anyway, so
let's do that.
With that, this first band is called L7, and they were really important in the 90s.
What was the year?
Punk scene.
What year are we starting with?
1991.
All right. Early 90s.
Here we go. Here's L7 with Fast and Frightening.
Hey, this like is, what year is this?
So next we got 1992, Babes in Toyland. That was a pretty prominent girl grunge band, kind of like Hole. They're really, a little bit crazy. So I hope you enjoy this. This is called Mother off the album Fontanelle from 1992. Here it is. Okay, before that one starts, hold up. Sorry about that. Okay, before the next two bands, I gotta make a quick announcement. Bikini Kill and Slater Kinney were like the core two Riot Girl bands. Yeah, that's really all I have to say. So these two, I believe that the Bikini Kill song is from 1992 or 3. It's from the early 90s, and Slater Kinney's self-titled came out in 1995, so they're a couple years apart, but they're both the same amount of influential. So with that, enjoy this OG Riot Girl stuff.
Girl.
Hello.
Hey, so an important thing to say about these songs is that we picked ones specifically that, like, have meanings relating to, like, what women struggle with. And so, like, that one is all about, like, a man, like, narrating what she should be like and, like, telling her
what she should enjoy.
Yeah.
And, like, how she should have pleasure. Even though she's attracted to women, she struggled a lot with men trying to, like, you know, basically turn her straight. So she wrote a lot of songs about that on their self-titled album, which is really angsty. So that's one
of those. So look for the subtle messages that are gonna be in these songs about female
empowerment.
Empowerment and also, like, the oppression.
So yeah, fun stuff. Anyway, the next year that we're moving on to, well, that was from 1995. We're going back one to 1994 for a couple songs. So the next song is by Liz Phair, who's freaking awesome, and it's called Johnny Sunshine. It's from an album called, appropriately titled, Exile in Guyville.
Woohoo!
So here's that.
Yeah, they really want. hearts, bed skin, doll heart. It's dance for night, for the rest of my life. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, they really do. Yeah, they really want you, they really want you, but I do too. I want to be the girl with the most cake. He only loves those things because he loves to see them break.
Hey, so that was Hole, which includes Courtney Love. I just want to throw it out there. I love Courtney Love, but she definitely killed Kurt Cobain.
No, she
definitely hired someone to kill Kurt Cobain.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you,
this
she hired
conspiracy.
A hitman, and she killed him.
She did not do that.
She really did.
She really did.
She really did.
You're such a sucker for conspiracies.
I love them.
You're such a sucker. You believe in crop circles and pyramids created by aliens and stuff.
All right, so next is a song from 1994.
She was a brilliant artist.
1994.
Four.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Bratmobile. We discovered them today, so enjoy that.
Yeah.
this next song is also by Sleater-Kinney, because Sleater-Kinney is really important to me, because they basically got me through senior year of high school, and so did Hole. Shout out to getting me through my really angsty times. Thanks, guys. Anyway, this album...
Girls.
Thanks, gals. Anyway, this album is Call the Doctor, and we're playing the title track off it, which is also called Call the Doctor. And it's about basically the singer and songwriter of the band being told that she was crazy and that she should be sent to a mental institution for being homosexual. So that's a fun time. So that's Call the Doctor from 1996, and here it is. Please enjoy.
Of perfection, let them drag you straight across and tell me, if we found perfection, I would find lovely lost in them. Someone from a distance, won't you come get a closer look? I can guarantee that licking the package ain't ever quite as good. So they're looking for a new face with a voice to go along. I can tell you right now that ain't my style. I don't do no sing-alongs with my freedom. From the mud and sky to the grudge, said you've got the freedom to walk out if they drag you down. They drag you down. Standing on the edge of a crisis, we decide to raise our own voices. Still don't let the sound is our own, and the fact that our feet grow up from the ground. And this is where I wanna be. This is who I wanna be. So they get your voice, but they can't. They can never get your soul. Yes, there's a million things about me you will never know. Like they call me on video, and then they call me on radio. Yeah, they call me on video, radio, stereo with my freedom. From the modest sky to the ground, said you got the freedom to walk out if they drag you down. You've got the freedom. From the mighty sky to the grunge, said you've got the freedom. Walk out if they drag you down. Freedom. from the sky to the ground. You've got the freedom.
Hey, so that was Tegan and Sarah. You probably know them from hearing about their newer stuff. Now they do more like indie folk, indie pop stuff, like throughout like
with
the mid and late 2000s. Pretty synthy, but they actually started in 1999 and they did more like folky alternative kind of stuff like that. So that was called Freedom. It's about liberating yourself.
Yeah. And now we're going to play some Best Coast.
Yeah!
And I love this band.
Yeah.
And so we're going to slow it down a little bit because she's more chill.
Yeah, Bethany is, like, pretty calm.
She's a gal.
We're also skipping from 1999 to 2014 because I...
Because, like, I mean, why not?
Yeah.
Because we can, because this is our radio show.
And, like, the mid-2000s wasn't really a super great time for...
No. That's when Britney was thriving, and we love Britney, but that's different. That's a guilty pleasure.
Not the same as this at all.
We gotta go now.
All right, so this is called How They Want Me to Be. It's about her not wanting to be what other people want her to be, basically. So,
shebang.
Enjoy that.
In the morning or the middle of the night, I
Hey, that was Bleached, and that was a cover called Born to Kill. It was a cover of a band from the 70s. I kind of forget what they're called, but...
Abby, are you born to kill?
No, I couldn't eat... I can't even really kill flies.
We can't even eat meat.
We're both vegetarians, so that's pretty ironic. Yeah, so the next year we're moving on to is 2015. Whoop, whoop, year we graduated high school, yeah!
Whoop, whoop!
Oh, yeah,
wow, things babies. Are so different.
Anyway, so this is called Killer Bangs, and it's by Honeyblood, and they're a really cool band.
Yeah, Honeyblood's
so
cool.
So enjoy this from their self-titled called Honeyblood.
I have to.
Hello. Wow, I'm out of breath. Okay, I just really ran around to that song because, like, I've been waiting to play that for, like, 2 months, and I love it. I played it at my friend's house once when he wasn't home, and I turned it up really loud on his speakers. James McPherson. Anyway. So the next band we're playing is Hop Along, and they're, like, one of my favorite bands, and they're awesome. And this song is, like...
They're so awesome.
They have more, like, high-key songs, and this is pretty low-key, but, like, it's, like, pretty special, and Paige relates pretty well to the meaning of it, so...
Yeah, it's great.
Without further ado, this is also, Horseshoe Crabs.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. Talking? Yeah, so also after that, we're going to play Wolf Alice, and Wolf Alice is awesome, and it's called Moaning Lisa Smile, and so, like... That's going to have, like, a meaningful message, and I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay, so without further ado, here are two more songs from 2015 that kick butt.
Yeah.
Came here instead.
Hey, that was Wolf Alice.
Yeah.
The album's called My Love Is Cool, and, like, that was pretty cool, so I don't think she lied.
Yeah, she's cool, too.
The next band is called Cherry Glazer. Two R's at the end, so you gotta say it like right girl. You gotta say Cherry
Glazer. Yeah, right girl, Glazer.
This is the one and only song from this very year, 2017.
Woohoo.
It's from the album Apocalyptic, which I thought was just fantastically right girl of a name. And this song is called Sip of Poison, so enjoy. Ooh.
A single sip of poison killed the kid who wasn't shot.
Everyone,
that was so sick.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow, took me on a journey.
She hopefully she comes out with more stuff, because that's from just this year, 2017. She's got one from 3 years ago, 2014, so hopefully soon she's got more cool stuff for us. But unfortunately, that's the end of that killer playlist. If you want to look it up on Spotify, just look up my name, Abby Williams, and it's a public playlist. You'll know by the picture that I put. It's it says punk rock feminism rules, okay? And it's got a picture of a cheerleader wearing a bikini kill shirt, because that's like the most rat girl thing I've ever seen.
Right.
So,
cheerleading.
Yeah, that's that. I really hope you enjoyed that. I really hope you took away a nice message that feminism is great, and it's been around for a long time.
Abby even put a description of the playlist. She's so excited. Wow.
Do you want to hear my description of the playlist
so tell
you
can us. Find it we better? Got 3 minutes.
Okay, it's called Girl Power 416. I mean, 4617, because that's, you know, that's the date. It says, chronicling the evolution of the Riot Girl from the start of the Riot Girl / queercore movement in the 90s grunge scene to punk to emo to indie rock, all with inspiring feminist undertones and rockin' riffs.
Rockin' riffs. Rockin' is capitalized.
I never said
it wasn't a nerd. It is so good. I love it. It's so perfect. This was a great playlist. I'm so happy.
Thank you. I hope you have an empowering and fabulous night of wonderfulness.
Yeah.
And have a great, safe weekend, everyone.
Yes, please. Rock on.
Rock on.
Peace and love. I'm off to a drag show. Bye.
Peace, love, BA.